礼节美语。
公司高层开会，老板 Frank 建议严格员工的着装标准，穿得不能太随便。公司主管 Penny 说，
I'm inclined to agree with Frank. You know that old saying, don't judge a book by its cover? Well, almost everyone does judge by what they see on the outside. I think we do need to present a more professional image.
Some of the ladies may also have to tone down their attire as well. Clothes that are too revealing are not appropriate either.
What exactly is acceptable and what is not?
俗话说，
Don't judge a book by its cover.
人不可貌相，可实际上 Penny 表示几乎所有人都难免以貌取人。
Judge by what they see on the outside.
因此公司需要树立专业形象。Frank 又说，女员工穿着也要
Tone down.
收敛一些，不能过于暴露。
Revealing. R-E-V-E-A-L-I-N-G. Revealing.
是暴露的意思。那到底什么样才符合标准呢？
Well, for the men, it's pretty simple. They should wear a button-down shirt with a collar and preferably a tie as well. Jeans are not acceptable.
And for the women, I'd say professional-looking skirts or dresses that go down to at least the knee are acceptable. And blouses or shirts should not show too much skin.
And of course, no sandals or flip-flops. Shorts are never acceptable.
Do you think members of the board should try to dress especially well?
Yes, I do. We are representatives of the company, and we need to be a good example. I'd say the men should try to wear a full business suit when possible.
男人简单，无非是衬衫领带，不穿牛仔。女人则要穿职业女装，裙子过膝，上衣不能太露。一个字，
professional looking，
看上去要职业化。另外，凉鞋、拖鞋和短裤是万万不能穿的。Frank 还说，理事会成员代表公司要以身作则，穿得更正式。
Can we still have casual Fridays?
Sure, Gary. Let's keep that tradition. But casual can't be too casual. I'd say jeans are okay on Fridays, but no t-shirts. Polo shirts or short-sleeve sports shirts are okay.
So I guess we're going to need to send out a memo with these new guidelines. Some people aren't going to be very happy about this.
Actually, I kind of enjoy getting dressed up. It's fun.
And I guess I'll get used to the new rules. I do look pretty good in a suit.
Frank 同意保留星期五随意着装的传统，但是不能穿得太过分。牛仔裤可以穿，带领子的马球衫
Polo shirts
和短袖衬衣可以穿，但是没有领子的 T 恤衫还是不行。 Gary 最后无可奈何地说，
I guess I'll get used to the new rules.
我想我会慢慢习惯新规矩的。